Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Marriage and change go hand in hand. As we go through life, unexpected things and opportunities happen all the time. When I speak to couples who have been happily married for decades, they usually have a slew of stories. Small decisions that had big consequences, triumphs they weren't sure they'd get, or setbacks and tragedies that shaped them into more compassionate partners. You may already have a few of them yourself. What if you're starting out, though? Or what if your last big change didn't go as smoothly as you hope? That's why we have this episode. Today we're going to discuss why communicating before is so important for success, and how you can start the conversation, how to recognize some signs of stress with your partner and yourself, and how to alleviate them, and finally, how to compromise so both of you are happy. Yes, it's possible. Joining us today as our expert is Hannah Moore, a certified financial planner based in Dallas, Texas, who not only has the credentials, but the experience. She shares her story and tips. Before you make a decision or start something new, it's very important that the two of you talk through it together. Even if the transition is about an individual goal, it affects both of you. It can be easy to assume that you're on the same page. No matter how long you've been married, though, your partner will surprise you sometimes. And while that's great for date nights, you really don't want to be in the middle of a colossal change, arguing about what you did and didn't expect. The hard part, though, is beginning that conversation. Hannah had seen how clients struggled with working through these transitions, and she wanted to do something so that those discussions would be easier on them and help them with their finances.
I started working with clients right away. So I came out of college, and what was so interesting to me was we would come in and we would present all of this financial information, but there was so much else going on in this story. It was never just the decisions that people were making were never just about the dollars and cents. There was so much more going on. And as finance works, whenever there's a life transition, people come to you. So if there's just a status quo, nobody goes and hires a financial advisor. It's when something happens, usually. And so what I was noticing was these huge life events were happening to these clients, and they were coming in and we were giving this advice, and just intuitively it's like we're missing the point on something, and I couldn't quite figure it out. And so I had seen there's a Sudden Money Institute, and so their whole premise is transition planning. And I was like, maybe this is what I've been looking for. And so I went to one of their sessions, and it was just this aha moment where they focus on all of the issues behind the money in transitions. And so I went through their program, and so I'm a certified financial transitionist is the designation that you get when you go through their program. And it specializes in exactly that, helping people navigate these transitions, because when money changes, your life changes. It's one of their slogans, and it's so true.
And Hannah can vouch for how one choice can have a huge and positive impact on our lives.
I had wanted to do nonprofit management, and I had been working in a nonprofit, and I started out, you know, answering their phones and cleaning the floors to the point where I was basically doing everything in their finance department. So I was doing all of their payroll for 50 plus employees, all of the accounting, grant writing, like everything that touched the finance for this nonprofit I was involved in. And I was like, this is what I'm going to do with my life. I just want to help people. And as irony or life would have it, I came home one day, this is so uncharacteristic of me, but I just said out loud, it's like, I can't do this the rest of my life. And the next day, I'm not kidding you, the next day I had taken an intro to personal finance class on a whim, and the professor called me out, like, asked me to come up to him after class and was just like, you're doing so well in this class. You should really consider changing your major. And in that moment, I said yes. I had no idea what I was getting into. And the next day was the day I was supposed to sign up for my last semester of classes. And if I hadn't made that decision that day, I wouldn't have been able to do it. So I really fell into this career and this path, but it is definitely where I should be.
That decision would play a huge role down the line when she had an opportunity in her professional life to expand her business. But it was different this time. She was married. In fact, she was a newlywed.
So we got married at the end of October, and 10 weeks later, I bought the business that I was working in. So the advisor that I was working for, she wanted to retire. So she retired. And then January 1st, I bought that business. So there was a 10-week period between getting married and buying the business. And, you know, it's one of those where you know it's happening. Like, we had a document signed January 1st, I'm buying the business. And we had the invitations out to our friends. But nothing really prepared me for that transition.
Wow.
And Charlie, my husband, at this point was still looking for a job. So we got married. He was unemployed. We spent all of our money on the wedding. And so when I bought this business, it was just the most ridiculous thing. We had like $500 in our bank account. And I got my last paycheck on December 31st. And January 1 is here. And now I have all this responsibility. I have everything that comes with owning a business.
And though there was a plan in place, that didn't mean it was stress-free.
Like, I have bills that need to be paid that are a lot more than my $500 in the next couple of weeks. And it's like, and where's the income supposed to be here, but it's not here. And it was a very stressful time. I just remember we lived in this apartment. I would just pacing. And poor Charlie would just look at me and just like, what do I do? We kind of just like stared at each other. And, you know, soon after he got a job and we, you know, things worked out.
Hannah began to see firsthand at home and work how relationships are affected with finances and how these changes can weigh on you if you're not careful.
And I was also noticing what was happening with all of my clients and these transitions and these money conversations, that these big life conversations I was having with clients, that the money is important, but it wasn't all about the money. And so I found the Sudden Money Institute. And so I went to one of their trainings, and because I'm just so wired that you just go, and you don't slow down. Like, you give me a goal and I'm going to achieve the goal and I'm going to move on to the next thing. And they had a sheet, characteristics of when transitions are going well and when transitions are not going well. At this point, it was probably July, so 7 months after I bought the business. And I was just like, you know what? I'm like knocking these things out of the park, doing these great things. Like, I'm on point with where I'm supposed to be going. And I saw these characteristics of transition stress and realized, like, I'm not okay. Like, I need to be taking care of myself in order to be really focused and to really move ahead. And so a lot of the transition stresses, hyperactive, fragmentation was one that was just, my mind was everywhere. Avoidance, I was really good at avoiding things. Short attention span. I was regularly feeling overwhelmed, but you just think you can manage it. You know, I'm a high achiever. I can manage it. And it just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks in that session. It was just like, I just need to hit a pause on this and really focus on the transition and really focus on me and my marriage and just right now. So it was a really eye-opening experience for me. The other piece for the communication, which I found really interesting, is that people talk about money differently. Mm-hmm. So for Charlie, I mean, he is like, bottom line, give me the numbers, like, that's it. And I'm the exact opposite. Like, I need to know that I'm cared for, that I'm loved, like, all throughout the budget conversation. And it's just like, it's $300. And I'm like, but no, this is important to me. And so identifying a lot of those how we talk about money, I think is really important.
Looking back, she's been able to extract some advice for couples about to make a leap in their lives.
I wish I would have had a lot of these tools beforehand. So when you go through a transition, start out and you're just in that anticipation phase, if you know the transition's going to happen. So there's this anticipation waiting stage, and then the actual transition happens. And you think there's just like a linear arrow that goes straight through everything to your new normal, is what we like to call it. But that's not at all the case. So in that passage phase, when we were going through this transition, I was all over the board. So I'm a business owner now.
Yeah.
So it's, okay, well, being a business owner, you have a lot of choices. Do you want to grow your business to be this massive firm? Do I just want it to be just me? Do I want to hire an employee? What do I want to do? Or do I want to stay at home with my kids and be a stay-at-home mom? And I would bounce between all of these things. And at one point, Charlie just looked at me and he's like, what is wrong with you? Like, I have no idea where you're at. Like, one day you're telling me one thing and the next day you're telling me something completely different. And like, what's going on? And he intuitively got that a lot of the times when you go through these transitions, you are all over the board and you don't know what you want because you now have all of these possibilities that you never had before. And so it's kind of this internal way of navigating those options. So he was really patient and really, he handled it really well. But knowing that you're going to be all over the board, I think, you know, as a professional, when somebody comes into my office, you know, when I hear that, it's, you write everything down. Because when you're going through these transitions, each one of your thoughts is important. You don't want to lose it. Like, you're saying it for a reason. And writing that down, it helps you know that it's not going to be forgotten. But, you know, what Charlie did really well is, you know, we made it safe for me to do all these things. So we decided we're not going to be making decisions. So when you're doing communication, it's writing everything down, being patient, creating kind of those boundaries. You know, we lived in a very inexpensive apartment, and our expenses were so incredibly low, and that made it safe for me to explore a lot of things.
Wonderful tips. And Hannah has more of them at guidingwealth.com. Please check it out, learn more about her. She also has some fantastic articles to help you become more comfortable with your finances. I'll have some direct links in the show notes with my personal favorites. If you too are thinking about a major decision and you're still a little bit nervous about getting started, I have 4 steps to make this process easier. The first step is discussing and understanding the why. Go ahead and sit down and talk about it. If you don't know where to begin, here are a couple questions. Why do you want to make this change? What's your main reason for this? You'll have several, but at the heart of it, why do you want to make this change? Why do it now? Timing matters, especially if you have other goals, and let's be honest, if you have a limited budget. Is there an advantage to starting sooner rather than later? And finally, how does this transition bring you closer towards your shared goals? I think talking about this will allow you two to find a path where both of you are excited about the change. Please remember, you don't have to have all the details figured out, but this will allow you to brainstorm and kind of get a ballpark idea of what to expect with this decision. Okay, now that the two of you understand the reason for this decision, you can come up with a plan that works for both of you. Compromise and communication are essential. One effective way to find a happy compromise is to look for a common ground to begin from. Let's say you want to be self-employed. You have the talent, the drive, the contacts to succeed. Both of you agree that this aligns with your long-term goals. Your spouse is supportive, but he or she is just a little apprehensive about the finances during this change. You want to jump in, though, and work at this full time. They'd rather have a year's worth of expenses set aside before you make that leap. And right now, you just maybe have a couple of months. One path that you could take that requires compromise on both sides could include you working part-time, maybe evenings and weekends, to build up a certain income or a number of clients that gives your spouse some peace of mind. You can also work together on cutting back on expenses and buff up that savings. And so by working together, you're building up some income and some clients, and you can make that transition a lot sooner than that year. And at the same time, you're respecting your spouse's concerns. So your transition is not only easier on your finances, but your relationship. You're both on board and you feel comfortable about this. So you guys have a plan and you're excited about it and you know what you're going to do. Make sure you have regular check-ins. Set aside some time, each week if possible, to keep one another in the loop. These chats don't have to be serious or long. Make it a date, have some fun, and if you need to, just keep it short. It's better to have several small discussions than one big meeting and keeping quiet in between them. While you're checking in with one another, make sure you're completely honest with your feelings. There's going to be ups and downs. That's to be expected. You just want to make sure you know where each other is at this point in time. And you also want to truly listen to one another. Resist that temptation to interrupt. I do it all the time. I know what my husband's going to say, or at least that's what I tell myself. But this is really something where you have to be quiet and give one another a chance to articulate and express how you feel. And sometimes that can be hard and it can be painful because you're working through something new. And besides listening to the words, look at the message. Do they seem anxious when they're talking to you? You know your spouse. Are they stressed out right now? Does it seem overwhelming? You may not be able to agree to everything, but at least you'll know where you're each coming from. And that's important. And finally, repeat the process. Just because you two have a plan doesn't mean it's over. Keep having those dates, keep having those conversations, even reevaluating the why, because you want to make sure that the two of you are in sync as you move closer to your goals. And it does take some time. I hope that helps you. And if you have any tips and advice, please send them in. I'd love to share them on the podcast. Special thanks to Hannah for being a part of the show. All of the resources mentioned are on the show notes, so you can grab them anytime. And if you want to learn more about Hannah's practice at Guiding Wealth, I have a link there too. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. You can get the latest episodes as soon as they're released. It's easy and free. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and Stitcher. The feed is also available on couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. Check us out on any of the sites or chat with me on Twitter or Facebook at Couple Money. I'd love to hear what you think. You can also send in your money questions for a future show. On the next episode of Couple Money Podcast, we're going to examine how to prioritize your goals and dreams when you two have a ton of them. We'll look at investments that make sense, and how to save when your dreams are bigger than your current budget. Until next time, take care.